Kufin Gimel Sif Hei in Govel Moyes Livnei Beis Knesses or Beis Medrash. They collected money to buy a shul or a Beis Medrash to learn in, or Liknes Teva or Mitpachas to buy Baron Kodesh or the garment for the Sefer Torah or Sefer Torah, or they collected money to buy Sefer Torah. But Rotsu L'Shanoise Militzarach Masha Govel Oisam. And now they just say that this, now they change their mind and they don't want to buy the thing they originally planned to buy with it. Even though they did not yet buy anything with this money, but since it was collected for the purpose of buying a certain level of Kedusha, Ein Meshanim Ela Kedusha Kala L'Chamura. If they want to change it, they can only change it to something that has a higher level of Kedusha. But in this case, they collected the money for a shul or for a sefer Torah, and they had extra money. So the extra money, here's a chiddush, that if you sell something as kedusha, then even the extra money that you have left over after you bought something high level kedusha also has to be used for high level kedusha. But here you collected the money initially for a certain purpose and you have leftovers. In such a case, you could use the leftovers for whatever you want, as long as it's the need of the tzibur. Because this money was collected for a specific purpose, and they achieved the purpose. In the case where they made a special condition when they collected money, that this money is collected, al-manas, that they could do whatever they want with the leftover money, Afilu konu umochru v'chosu konu kedusha v'mikses adamim. Even in case that they already bought, let's say they bought the Aron Kodesh and they sold it and they had some leftover money, then mutar l'arid ha-moisa, they could take over, they could use the leftover money for whatever they want. Avam lo yitnu kishagava, if they didn't make a specific tenai condition when they collect the money, ela shemochu, ela kishemochu, hitnu also larida. Yeah. If when they collected the money and they bought the first item, they didn't make any special condition, then when they sold the second item, they said, well, we want to sell it al manas, that we do whatever we want with the leftover money, it doesn't help. That was the only time condition helps to use the leftover money for something else, is when the money was originally collected, it was collected with condition. There's no conditions initially, then once you bought something with it and you want to sell that item, all the proceeds from that item have to be used for high-level kedusha. Ketir d'ramo, v'imkono b'domim eil shagovo eitzim v'avonin. If they bought wood or stones for building a shul with the money they collected, chala kedushas domim al eitzim v'avonin. The second they buy it, there's already kedusha and these wood and stones, but also the shanoisa, and now you can't use these wood and stone for other things because they already have a kedusha. Rak kedusha chamura, but if you want, you can sell it and use it for a high level kedusha. Use the stones and buy sefer Torah and the like. If you may view eitzim v'avon l'tzorach binyan beis haknesses, if someone donated stones or wood for building a shul, in boliyat gavai, if it already came to the hands of the gavai, also the shanoisa rak kedusha chamura. Then the kedusha takes effect, and you could also only change it to high level kedusha. But if a person just intends to give it for the shul and the gav did not yet get it, then it's still mutar l'shanoisa. He can change it to other uses. Yeah. He says, if I made a pledge to give stones to the shul, so till I give it to the gabbai, I could change my mind and sell these stones and use the money for something else. But lamaisa, the pledge, I have to be makai. So the whole difference over here is whether these actual stones have to be used for this kedusha, or I could decide in the meantime I want to use them for something else and eventually keep my pledge with something else. Mm-hmm.